Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me,
your love for me,
it's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing,
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley, you used to train,
for me,
send me.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Yeah, I stand amazed.
Come on, say,
I stand amazed.
stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, you're so amazing. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's enter in this morning. Let's give God some praise. Amen. Go on, open up your mouth and just thank him for what he has done with this morning and what he's always done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, what you're trusting God to do. Oh, let us enter in and pray. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is the King of Christ, the Savior of the world, your spirit, witness our spirit, the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. We come believing on this morning. Amen. I want to grow with our combined faith. Trust you, oh God, for miracles. Amen. In our lives, miracles of healing, miracles of being delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask right now in Jesus' name that you increase our faith right now so that we can receive from you great and mighty, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice to be glad in it. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen. We thank you for the God, holy, that we can stand in your promises right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, and we just want to say thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. We thank you, oh God, for life, wealth, and strength, amen. They're coming from you, oh God. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough. We have a thousand times of peace. We still could thank you enough, but yet shall we thank you. Oh Lord, as we come to the Mount of Zion about this thing, to receive your blessing, oh God, and bless us right now upon us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, oh God, honey, that we did not sleep to sleep with death, oh God, that you gave your angels charge over us, oh God, and kept around us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you that you kept over our family. God, I receive a calling of midnight hour, 3 hours of the morning, that we lost a little one, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for keeping us in those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we come give you all the praise and glory and all the adoration. We come exalting your name above all nations. There's no one greater than you, oh God. We come seeking thee first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness as we owe ourselves under your mighty hand, oh God. That thy will be done, oh God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, of all comforts you that have comforted us, oh God. All the time of loneliness, oh God. When we call our doctors, we'll take it over to you, oh God. This shines above the light and put us out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Thank you for your love, Holy Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood and your finished work on the cross. We thank you that we can decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yeah, we are free indeed. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you. My Lord, my God, move on us right now, Holy Spirit of the living God, as we come surrendering all over to you. Holding nothing. We come casting on our cares and fears and burdens out right now. So we make these changes this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Creating us a clean heart, oh Lord. Hallelujah, a broken and constrained heart, a right heart, repenting in all our ways. Let never be done in strength or vainglory, but in loneliness,
testimony. Lord, that with you, Lord, about all things are possible. Lord, man, the flesh and soul fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. And we thank you, God, according to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, as the deer pass on the water brook, so our soul pass over thee, O God. I'm a soul voice for you, Heavenly Father, the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, yea, even pines for the courts, our Lord, our God. And our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Help us all today. And help those in our family, O God. Let this be our heart's cry. Let the fire burn heavenly and crispy in each of us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, search our heart tonight, O God. Search our spirit. If you find any wicked way of error in us, oh, Lord, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we thank you. Oh, Father, it is written in your word according to John 10, chapter 10. Let your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep. Amen. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly according to John chapter 10. We ask you to increase your anointing, oh God, all us right there so that we can clearly hear and know your voice, oh God, and not that of a stranger. And we ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Heavenly Father, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we come against every hindrance, spirit of the Lord, right now. We come against every spirit of our frustration. We come against every spirit of procrastination, limitation, stagnation. We come against the spirit of destruction, the spirit of destruction, the spirit of death, the premature death. We come against the spirit of wrath and anger, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of lust and perversion. We come against the spirit of gossip and greed. We come against the spirit, hallelujah, of sickness and disease, hate, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, violence. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit of oppression, depression, suicide, spirit, homosexual, spirit of fear, spirit of self-centeredness, self-righteousness, self-criticalness. Hallelujah. And we command you to cease your work and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit of poverty, lack, and death. Amen. And we command you to cease your work and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit of witchcraft, the spirit of divorce, hallelujah, spirit of adultery. We command you to cease your work and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare this deliverance of today, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare the glory that the Lord is, hallelujah, destroyed by your compliance, hallelujah. We will not, hallelujah, anymore listen to what the devil has to say, for the devil is a liar, hallelujah, and the truth ain't in him. And we thank you, Lord God, that you open our ears, oh God, that we can hear from you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you remove every spirit of deafness, every spirit of blindness right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, oh Lord, twist your mouth with your children, that we will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, that our sins are forgiven, according to 1 John 1 and 9. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord God, that we have received from Jesus Christ on victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, and hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies of the enemy that are trying to sit our way right now or in the future. We claim our victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, enchantments, witchcraft, prayers, Satan, prayers, or snares. And we thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious to the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rulers of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, according to Jesus Christ. Amen. We claim our victory and faith through our salvation and his shed blood right now. All these things up. We declare according to John 22, verse 27 and 28 that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah to your name, God. And Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, as we come, oh God, on one accord, when I come by our faith this morning, we pray for the loss of this world to save, and that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved. As we intercede, how we use our faith, believe that God on this day has an opportunity to make Jesus their Lord and Savior. And we ask you, Lord, hallelujah, to harvest the thoughts of the perfect ravens across their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, your share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and receive and understand. And they will trust their hearts, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and even the believer of God. Hallelujah. How can I be saved? Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray the strength of our mothers today, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you for the life, hope, and strength of our mothers, those of us that still have our mothers, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you bless their lives, oh God, with good health and strength, oh God. Let their latter days be greater than their beginnings, oh God. Oh Lord, bless them with long life, oh God. Send the help that they need, oh God. Your ordained help, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the God that they are blessed, amen. Hallelujah, that they are favored by you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, I never receive fresh awe, fresh anointing right now, oh God, as we come praying and believing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can declare and declare that we are highly blessed by you, made new through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The greatest he that's in us and he that's in the world. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Isaiah 22 and 22, we ask you to open the gates of heaven above us and bless us. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, if you don't do anything else, you're already good enough. But we come to give you praise today, amen. We come to come and bless your holy name, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that Jesus, Lord, that you will perish the land of God of the wicked ones. Amen. That your children may live in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we pray for the sick and shut in us today. Oh, Lord, that you will hurry up, walk to our household today. Amen. Bring in healing to their minds. Amen. So we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who healed us. Lord, heal the sick and shut in. Amen. Hallelujah, that they may testify the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for the children around the world. Hallelujah. That not one will go hungry. That not one will be homeless. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray the protection of today. My Lord, my God, that your hands of protection be around our children of the world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, that we can declare the crown right here today. Hallelujah. That we're already blessed. Hallelujah. Living in the promised land. Amen. We declare the crown in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. According to 1 Peter 1:23, that we're God's children, amen, and that we're born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We're forgiven of all our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus, amen. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus. We're delivered from the power of darkness and translated to God's kingdom. We're redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. We are blessed from going out and coming in. We're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, amen. Blessed right now, the blessed from all our ways and above. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are saints of God. We are the head and not the tail. We are born and not beneath us. We are holy without blame, holding them in love. We are the elect of God and established to the end. Amen. We are holy, we are made near to the Heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are set free and we are free indeed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are strong in the Lord. We are dead to sin. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, conquer the world. We are short heirs for the Christ. Hallelujah, Christ Jesus. We will not accept any counterfeits. Hallelujah. For substitutes, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We'll share with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are in Christ by his daughter. We are children of the Lord God. We're completed in every crucified with Christ Jesus. We are loved with Christ, hallelujah. And we're free from condemnation, amen. There's no shame except for condemnation of those who are in Christ Jesus. For we are in Christ and Christ is in us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 5:18, we're reconciled to God. Hallelujah. We're qualified to share his inheritance. We're firmly rooted, built up, established in our faith, and overflow with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we pray for every minister today that you will strip and run our spirit, God, that you will speak your word with boldness and confidence and power of the Holy Ghost, that they will decrease and that you may have all the increase, amen, that every need be met of your minister, God. Oh Lord, set your minister on fire with the Holy Ghost, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That the fire of your Holy Ghost increase, oh God, in us. That it become contagious. That anyone that will roll today will catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to pray, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, he caught it up on the shed in the eye. My God, my God. More right now, Holy Spirit. My God,
Strengthen her and
breath, oh God. Lord, bless the food, oh God. Hallelujah, that we'll be taken, oh God. We'll take sickness away and heal, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, increase their love, oh God, and all that she needs, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for our children, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that you've blessed us, and then that you've blessed our seed upon the earth, and we say thank you, love. We thank you, Lord God, for your full armor that we put on us right now, and we decree and declare the armor of God covers us completely, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. We take up the shield of faith right now, and we quench every fire and thorn of the enemy right now. May the holy men of work of the enemy consume and burn away right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, concerning us and those in our family. We take the blood of the sandwich of the word of God, and we cut ourselves loose from everything of the enemy that has kept us bound. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let the fruit of your spirit take root in the bottom of us, oh God. Not left in one, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. That we will operate according to our spirit, Father God. Your Holy Spirit. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless your name, God, as we enter in today in this Sunday service, Lord. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you will have your way. Hallelujah. Help us to get out the way, oh God. And if you can have your way, Father, we love you. We love you so much. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. We reach with us right where we are today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we decree and declare by faith in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and in his name that we are blessed and we can never be cursed. That all things are working together for the good of our life. For our Heavenly Father has divinely intervened and turned it all around for our good. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We'll go from glory to glory to glory. And hope that we're in our home and we're walking in our season of record, placing miracles. Amen. Hallelujah. God's blessing and God's favor and God's mercy and grace, God's peace, God's shine, God's happiness, God's restoration, God's healing in our finances. Hallelujah. In our marriages, in our businesses, and all that we have, and all that we will have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank the blood of Jesus Christ over all that's in service on today, and every prayer that went forth, amen. And we declare and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and we fill this well with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things to fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise this morning. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. When you thank the Lord for you are because he has kept you. Amen. We thank you for the God for one more time that you've given us, oh God. We thank you for remembering this awful day, oh God, and those in our family. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Because God is good. He is so good. And he is so worthy to be praised. So this is that opportunity where we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so good to us. Thank you for being so God to us. Amen. We'd like to welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning. You know, this is such a great and glorious day. We are the Gospel Public Ministry. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And we'd like to welcome you. Welcome every single one here. That have joined us. We are so grateful that you have invited us into your homes as well. Amen. We're all here on one accord, so we'd like to personally welcome you, whether you're here with us here in Texas, whether you're here with us from Chicago, whether you're here with us from Louisiana, all parts of Louisiana, whether you're here with us from New York City. Amen. We have believers everywhere coming together to serve the Lord. So we'd like to welcome you. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, Apostle Tawanika and I, we would like to personally welcome you. We would like for you to press 1 on your phone. When you press 1, we'll be able to see you, and we'll be able to open up your line and Let us know who you are, where you're from. Amen. If you have any prayer petitions, this is an opportunity where believers come together, bringing those things to the altar, bringing them in prayer, not to me, not to the apostle, but bringing them and laying them down at the feet of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just like to say welcome, welcome, welcome. This is such a glorious day for us. This is February the 6th. February the 6th, you know, such a wonderful day, February. I pray that every single one enjoyed all this great weather that you had, all this great snow that you had. You had ice, you know, we still going to bless the Lord in every single opportunity. Amen. Because God is good. I know the sun is shining here where we are, and I pray that the sun is shining right there where you are as well in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Glory to God. We're just in a place of gratefulness. I'm telling you, God is a God of turnaround. I want you to understand that prayer works. We're in a time of prayer for 21 days on one accord. You get in that place and be committed to the time at 6 a.m. and 12 noon and 6 p.m. Amen. I mean, you're pushing in and pushing through to be in position so God can do a work in you. And it's about positioning. We need to make sure that we are in position. Amen. That we are in order. Amen. You know, over what God has for us to do. Amen. So I'm just in a place of gratefulness to be called to lead such a charge this month of February. And I just pray that God will continue to bless all here in service. And, you know, that we will grow more in Christ. You know, Priority. I can say it if I'm trying to sound fancy with it. You know, and making sure that we are God first. Amen.
Amen.
Before anything else, God first.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you put God first, everything else will fall in place like it's supposed to. Amen. Because we serve a God of order.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just was on my heart to say, and I know we haven't got to the point where we say happy birthday, but I'm so excited to wish our grandmother Helen Manning a happy birthday today. My Lord, my God, we just thank God for you. Grandmother Helen, we love you so much, and we just thank God for you, God keeping you. I mean, I've been around Grandmother Helen, and she talks, I'm saying she's sharp. And we just love you so much. She's sharp, I'm telling you.
Man.
You can't get nothing past Grandmother Helen, I tell you. And she's sharp, and we love you so much. And I just wanted to say happy birthday to you. I thank God. I see you here in service today. I'm going to let your grandson say something to you. But we're just excited. We celebrate your life on today. We celebrate you, and we decree and declare the goodness of the Lord over you and all that's about you, that God will continue to bless you and strengthen you. Even right now, amen, that God will restore everything. Amen. Hallelujah. The goodness of the Lord in your life. And so we just can't thank God enough for you. Amen. That we, my husband, can get on the phone with you and reminisce. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a good time when we see you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to join in. This is Mama. And everybody knows my grandmother. Everybody knows my grandmother. Everybody in the community refers to my grandmother as Mama. You know, where Mama at? We going to Mama's house. Tell Mama I said hello. And I'm talking about a lot of my friends that I grew up in high school. They refer to my grandmother as Mother because that's who she is. You know, to the community. There's so many men and women as my age, older than me, some 10 years, some 20 years older than me, some 10 years, 20 years younger than me. But we all have, at some form of time, you know, had a chance to be underneath, you know, the love and the kindness and the care of my grandmother. See, that's the type of grandmother that God puts here for us to experience, to know that type of love, you know, that you can experience. And that's why we all call her Mama. We call her Mama. I mean, there's so many stories I can tell, but Grandmother, I would like to tell you how much that I love you, how much I appreciate you, how much time, you know, that we spent together. You know, I just love it all. Me and my wife, sometimes we sit back and have stories about the good times, and that's all I remember is the good times. So happy birthday, Mama. Happy birthday. We love you. We love you. We love you so much. We can't wait to see you. We can't wait to see you when we get a chance, you know, to come up there. We definitely are coming up there to help you celebrate your birthday.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. It is Sunday morning service here, so we always have our communion. It is first Sunday, so we'll be having communion at the 10 and the 2 o'clock service. So if you grab your things for communion, all that you need to take communion this morning with us, please grab those elements at this time. And in the meantime, we're going to have a song selection from our brother. Amen. Amen. Uncle, we call him brother. Uncle Joe Washington. Hallelujah, New York. God bless you, Brother Joe Washington.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. I know God is able. And you tell your grandmama, Brother Joel Washington, say hello and happy birthday to her. And I just love her. I love her because we was old fishing friends. God bless you. And I'm going to sing an old song that I know she's going to love to hear. This old building keep on leaving. I gotta move to a better home. This old building keep on leaning. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. Oh, this old building keep on leaning. I gotta move to a better home. This old building keep on leaning. I gotta move to a better home. Oh, this old back of mine keep on aching. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. This old back of mine keep on aching. I gotta move to a better home. Oh, this old eyesight of mine keep getting dimmer. I gotta move to a better home. This old eyesight of mine getting a little dimmer. I gotta move to a better home. Well, these old footsteps of mine getting a little shorter. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. These old footsteps of mine getting a little shorter. I gotta move to a better home. Well, this old building keep on leaning. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. This old building keep on leaning. I gotta move to a better home. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We thank you so much, Uncle Joe, for blessing us with song. I know my grandmother is definitely enjoyed it. I know she enjoyed it because I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. You know, these are the songs that we used to sing long time ago. These were the songs sing these kind of songs did and just turned the whole church out. So I know I know my grandmother, so I know that she was singing along with you and having herself a good time because so was I. And so was every single one. So God bless you. May God keep you. We thank God, you know, for you, Uncle Joe. We ain't ever told you. We thank God for you and allowing the Holy Spirit to use you in such a way and bringing us, you know, these songs, you know, that lifts us in spirit.
Oh, thank you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. We're going to take communion. If you do have your communion elements, prepare yourself, you know, for Holy Communion. This is that opportunity to where we remember what Jesus Christ have already done for us in our life. It's where we take that stance of saying, hey, this is already taken care of because of his finished works. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah, Lord.
Amen. Let us partake. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this
and divided amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man, let every woman examine him or herself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, our transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that the Lord Jesus went to the cross for us, that he took all of our transgressions, all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our trespasses to the cross with him. We thank you that you took this piece of bread, your body. We take it in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you because you first loved us. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and married and spit upon, how you was whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, by your stripes alone, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us and for touching us and for healing us. So we take this piece of bread, hallelujah, your body in remembrance of you, you may eat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians after supper that Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Hallelujah. Your blood is our atonement. Your shed blood, it justifies us, it sanctifies us, it redeems us, it cleanses us, it washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities and all of our transgressions and all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus Christ. So by faith, we take this cup in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. All of your finished works is done. We remember, Lord Jesus, that we have a relationship with you. And that relationship with you, Father, that covenant, hallelujah, we know that all is well. We know that we are well because you are well. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and everybody do say amen, amen again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God one more time for what God is doing. Amen. And what he has done, what can wash away our sins?
Yeah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again?
Yeah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Will you plead the blood of Jesus over your life today? Amen. We're going to get ready for the preach word here to come. We're going to have a song selection or two, and we'll be right back with the preach word. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Amen.
Thank you. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him back. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you.
We thank you, we thank you. Amen, and we have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. We thank you for being with us. We thank you for delivering this message. I'd like for everyone to help me to welcome this beautiful woman of God, hallelujah, our very own Apostle Tawanika Manning, for we are so grateful to have you in our life to be able to receive a word from God. Some things that we just might not see, but it's some things that we know that you're up early in the morning, hallelujah, in prayer, hallelujah. So we thank you for being so devoted to God. We thank you, Apostle, for being so devoted to us, so devoted to your church. You're a devoted mother, you're a devoted wife, you're devoted to your children, you're devoted to your family, definitely devoted to prayer, hallelujah, devoted, you know, to this walk, this life. So everyone help me to welcome Apostle, my beautiful wife, Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Pastor Manny. Amen. I thank you for that introduction. We thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah, that you're with us right now in service. We thank you for your presence, that you'll lead this charge. Amen. Come on, church, let's give God some praise and glory and honor on today. Amen. I'm so excited about the things of God. As while Pastor Manny was speaking, I was just singing in my spirit. The song is what was coming in my spirit is when I think about Jesus and what he done for me and what I think about Jesus.
Jesus and how he set me free, I can dance all night. Hallelujah. So I'm excited. I just thank God. Let's give God some praise today. Amen. Father God, we thank you. Let us pray as we enter in. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come right now, God, with all faith, trust, and believe you, oh God, for your word, amen, and standing on your promises. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now, according to Isaiah 60:2. We ask you, Lord, to rise on each of us right now, over us, and let your glory be seen on each of us. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, come, Lord Jesus Christ, take the rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you right now for eternity. I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, to see yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. I declare you to be on the throne of my life in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, the book all of my life, and I thank you. Let my kingdom come, up, thy will be done. Oh, Lord, open up our spiritual belly so that we can receive on today great and mighty in your word, oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you. We come against every hindering spirit on the line right now. We come against every spirit of destruction, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every unteachable spirit, every fighting spirit, every manipulating spirit right now, every spirit of disbelief, amen. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now, and we command you to cease your work and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you as we enter in. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. I have asked the God to help me with my with my delivery, that I don't move too fast and that I don't move too slow, and that you all can hear me and understand what I'm saying so that we get the word on today. Because I know sometimes I can move, I can speak really, really fast, and everybody don't get what I'm saying. My mom said, I just slip my hand down because you be moving too fast. So I want to make sure that you all let me know how I'm doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Because if you don't get it, it don't make no sense for me to say anything if I'm going too fast. I want to make sure, you know, what sense does it make for me to cook the food and ain't nobody going to be able to eat it? It's too salty, it's burnt. Amen. So I was slowing down. God bless everyone here in service. You could be anywhere else, but you decided to be here with us on today. So we thank God for your presence, amen. We thank God for your faith. Hallelujah. The message today is the promise still remains, amen. The promises of God still remains. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, I want to make sure we understand that God does not lie. He's not that man that he shall lie. So if God said it, it shall be. Amen. If God said it, it shall be done. But I want us to understand today, church, that if God promised a good, and if he promised that will not be good, according to your obedience, I want you to understand it will come to pass. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We got to understand the promises still standing. The children of Israel were promised. Amen. The promised land, if they were listening to the promised land, but many did not make it because what? Not because God broke his promises, but because of disobedience. So the promise still stood. Amen. The rulers did not enter into the promised land. He had an opportunity to see the promised land, but because of his disobedience, he was unable to enter into the promised land. But the promise was still there. I want you to understand the promise is still there for you, amen. That's the God has promised you, amen. That he promised your grandfather, father. It still stands. It's still there.
Amen.
But it is up to you to enter into the promise that God has promised for your life. My Lord, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. See, you may not see it because of your disobedience, but your children may see it. Hallelujah. The promise is still there. Hallelujah. She said, God, you promised me. God said, there's something for you to do. I want you to understand what God requires for something. God requires something. When God makes a promise, I want you to understand there is something for you to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's always something for you to do. Whether it's your sin or whether it's for you to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there is something for you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me know if I'm moving too fast, Pastor Manny. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to start out, church, amen. There are many of us, amen, have made promises, amen. There have been broken promises, hallelujah. Have you ever been promised something that never happened? Have you ever made a promise that you did not keep? Saying that we are living in a day of promise breaking, amen. See, Lord, we can be victims of broken promises and of disappointments in our lives, we need to remember that God is the promise keeper. And that he never fails us. Amen. The promise is still there. It still remains. If you go on into the book of Genesis, chapter 28, I'm going to take you to a few different places. Hallelujah. In the Bible today. Amen. So if you need to grab your pen and paper to write it down so you can go back to it. Got a word too. We're going to find the book of Genesis, chapter 28, verse 10 to 22. We know that God made a promise to Abraham, right? To bless Abraham and his descendants. Amen. So we look at the book of Genesis, chapter 28, and I'm going to start in verse 10 to 22. Amen. I'm coming up the New King James Version. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Genesis 28, verse 10, starting, now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went to a Haran. So he came, hallelujah, he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of the place and put it at his head. And he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land in which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south, and in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So this is God's promises, amen? And this he says, behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you, amen? Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Amen. Then Jacob rose early in the morning, hallelujah, and took the saw that he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of the place Bethel. But the name of that city had been Luz previously. Verse 20 said, then Jacob made a vow, said, if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. Verse 22 said, and this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. Amen. So understand here, God's covenant promise to Abraham and Isaac was offered to Jacob as well. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to understand, God, the promises of God still remain. But it was not enough to be Abraham's grandson. Jacob had to establish his own personal relationship with God. Amen. See, God has no grandchildren. See, each of us must have a personal relationship with him. So it's not enough to hear wonderful stories about Christians in our family. Amen. You need to become a part of the story yourself. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want you to understand the promises still remains. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, the question is, if Jacob is trying to bargain with God, no, is it possible that he was or in his influence a house of worship and serve God and treated God like a servant who would perform a service for a tip? See, more likely, Jacob was not bargaining, but pledging his future to God. He may have been saying, in a sense, because you have blessed me, I will follow you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because God spoke the promises to him. Amen. See, whether Jacob was bargaining or pledging, God blessed him. See, but God also had some difficult lessons for Jacob to learn. See, I want you to understand that God really wants you to know that he is the promise keeper. So that means his promises remain. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, and the Bible says, he said before his word comes in, heaven and earth will disappear. See, God says on his word, amen, to perform
seated and scrambling, amen? So when you find yourself in a place and you have no idea how to go or where to go or how it's going to come out, God is there. See, God is a promise keeper. He is always in control. We don't serve a God that's out of control. He's always in control. So when you get to a place where there is no other way, you allow God to show up. He uses our setbacks to fulfill his promises in our lives. Amen? See, God made a contract with us, and he is a promise keeper, and he fulfills his promises. Hallelujah. See, the covenant he made you all with the Israelites is a promise. Hallelujah, that he has for us today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The promises still remain, church. Amen. See, God loves us beyond our faults.
Yeah,
we fall down. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we all fall short of glory. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. The pastor, hallelujah, the pastor's wife, amen, the pastor's children, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Your mama, your grandmama, them, hallelujah.
Sure.
We fall short sometimes, but God loves us beyond our faults, and his promises still remains.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve a merciful God, amen.
Thank
you. See, there is a call in our lives to stay in God, amen, to stay in God's presence. See, we know that the promise keeper, amen, is with us always, amen. For the Bible says that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. See, God is with us when difficult times come. It doesn't matter how bitter life gets up. God is in the midst, amen.
Hallelujah.
He is the sweetness, hallelujah, that counters the bitterness of life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want us to understand that steps we need to take to walk in the promises of God. One, we have to have revelation of God's presence. That means we got to seek him, amen. Then we have to have recognition of God's presence. That means we have to acknowledge him, that he is God, amen.
Yeah.
And then we have to have reliance upon God, upon his presence, being surrendered over to God, amen. My Lord, my God, help us today, Father God. The promises still remain, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many of y'all know the promises still remain? Amen. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to heal you all your diseases. I'm going to bind up, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to bind up your wounds, amen. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you again today, church, have you ever made a promise that you did not keep? Has someone ever made a promise to you, hallelujah, that they did not keep? I'm going to be honest today. I've made some promises. Hallelujah, that I did not keep. Amen. So I made it my duty as a woman of God to, if I'm going to make a promise, if I'm going to make a vow, hallelujah, to keep that promise. Hallelujah. And if I cannot, if something happens, I make sure I go back and say, hey, I know I told you I was going to do this. Just give me a little more time. Hallelujah. To keep the promise. I know I said I was going to do it at this time, but I'm going to need a little more time. I'm not breaking my promise. I just need a little more time on the promise I made. My Lord, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, we're living in a time of church where breaking promises is becoming the ordinary. It's becoming a norm. You don't expect people to keep their promises or their word, you know.
Yeah.
And you just, okay, you said you're going to do it. All right, then we'll see.
Leading people astray.
My Lord, my God, we're living in that time. See, hallelujah. When what you're told may or may not happen, like we become discouraged. Amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes we enter into a place of depression because if we continue to receive these broken promises. Amen. We're getting a place where we have a hard time believing and sometimes even believing the word of God. See, the Bible tells us in the last days that people will have the promise breakers, that promises made will mean nothing, that people will be truce breakers. If back in the days, you would have people that would make a truce, and they would not break their truce. But the Bible says, hallelujah, in the end times, that there will be truce breakers.
Yeah, yeah.
We were in a truce together. Now, you didn't broke that truce. Jeremiah said, truth has fallen in the streets. See, I want you to understand, politicians, they make all kind of promises to protect us from war, and they're going to be more jobs and improve health care and better education programs and safer borders and a stronger economy. And sadly to say, many husbands and wives are breaking their promises. My Lord, my God. See, we are uncertain who we can trust to keep their promises. Even our children are looking at us and say, Mama, you said it. Oh, you promised Daddy. And what happened? Even our children are looking like, Mama ain't going to do it.
daddy say he's going to do it.
Yeah.
And they'll even come and say, your mama, daddy, you promised.
Yeah.
But I want you to know that, hallelujah, God is the promise keeper.
Amen.
And his promise is still remain. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to understand, well, there's only one. There's only one. I want you to understand, there is only one that you can trust. Only one who always keeps his promise. Only one who cannot lie and always keeps his word. God is not a man that he should lie. Amen? Hallelujah. So you can stand on the promise of God because he is the promise keeper. Amen? For all the promises of God in him are yes. And in him, amen.
Amen.
My Lord, my God. God will always keep his promises.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm moving at a good pace.
Amen.
My Lord, my God, we thank you. See, we're living in a world of broken hearts, you all, and broken homes and broken hearts, broken hopes, and because of broken promises. But I came here this morning to tell you that God is not a promise breaker. He is a promise keeper, and the promises of God still remain. If God said it, so shall it be. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to say, what God promises, it removes fear.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God promises it removes fear. When we look in the book of Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, it says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. Notice that, hallelujah, notice the short of that verse after these things, after what happened in chapter 14, after the war and the rescue of Lot from the enemy, after the refusal, after Abraham refused to be in a with the king of Sodom, Abraham was feeling defeated.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Not because he didn't defeat his enemies, because he was afraid that they were going to attack.
Uh-huh.
Because he would not make an alliance with him.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had been on a mountaintop, but after the mountaintop came to the valley. Abraham is thinking what happens if the 14s from the east return with reinforcement and attack the camp. So he is afraid that he will be attacked and be defeated or killed and dragged out into captivity. So Abraham has done the right thing, but he is fearful of what the consequences for doing the right thing will be. How many of us have been in that position before?
Amen.
See, he is fearful. So God said to him, fear not. Abram.
Yeah.
Did you think Abram was surprised when God said that to him? It is a reminder that God knows what we are going through. Amen. Hallelujah. And you don't even have to tell God. He already knows what you're going through. He knows what you need. See, God, in his great love and grace, knew about the fear that was gripping Abraham's heart. So God speaks to you, fear not, Abraham. God can rebuke him or shame him. Instead, God makes him a gracious promise. I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward.
Yes.
God promises, hallelujah, removes our fears.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. See, God promised Abraham his presence. Yes. I am your shield. God didn't promise to give Abraham a shield. God himself promised to be his shield. He said, I'm going to be with you. I will be, hallelujah, surrounding you and protecting you. Hallelujah. 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 His promise is still remains today. He said, I will come between you and your enemies, and you will be safe because of great I am is your shield. See, King David said the same thing when he was surrounded by his enemies. He said, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many, hallelujah, many are they rise up against me. Many there be which say, oh, of your soul, there is no help from his God.
Yes.
Be you, O Lord, are a shield for me. My glory and the lifter up of my head.
Yes.
God knew, hallelujah, where Abraham was and what he needed to hear. And God knows where you are and what you need to hear. Amen. Have you just taken a stand for God? Amen. Have you just been in a battle with the enemy? Amen. Have you just come off a mountaintop experience? Are you afraid of the consequences for doing right? Are you afraid of the enemy's next move? Are you afraid God will abandon you? Then you need to hear this promise from God. Fear not, hallelujah. I am your
shield, exceedingly great reward. I want you to know, hallelujah, that God's promises still remain. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God said, it's for you, a great reward is me. Hallelujah. What reward is greater than God himself? I'd rather have God than anything in this world. Amen. See, the promises was meant to remove fear from Abraham's life. See, the promises of God are meant to remove the fear from our life. Amen. From your life. Hallelujah. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. There art not hurt. There art not. Amen. When you pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I want you to know that God, hallelujah, promises still remain.
Yes, Lord.
See, the Bible is full of promises, hallelujah, to remove fear from our lives. We just need to believe them, hallelujah, and that they are still here today.
Yes, Lord.
They still remain, church.
Amen.
They still remain, church. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God promises the most faith. Hallelujah. According to Genesis 15 and 6. And it says, and he believed in the Lord and he accounted it to him for righteousness. See, the right relationship is based on faith. The heartfelt inner confidence that God is who he say he is and does what he say he will do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, God's promises are revealed the future. The Bible says, then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of there of the Chaldeans to give you this land to inherit. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God.
Hallelujah.
I want you to understand, church, God's promises still remain today. See, God is faithful. The Bible says God is faithful. I want you to understand to answer our prayers. He's a promise keeper, church. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving to all he has made. That doesn't mean that he's made. Hallelujah. We are God's creation. God's greatest creation. Amen. God made a promise to Abraham and his descendants in the book of Genesis. Hallelujah. And it still stands today because we are the descendants of Abraham.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, before we wrap up here, the time is running out fast, you all. Hallelujah. But I wanted to understand some people, hallelujah, will not see the promises. Why? Because of disobedience. The children of Israel were promised, hallelujah, hallelujah, the promise of milk and honey, amen. But many did not enter into the promise and include Moses. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, hallelujah, I'm going to try to go through this as quick as I can, amen. The Bible says in Deuteronomy, hallelujah, hallelujah, 1 and 34, it says that it's 41, hallelujah, it says, and the Lord heard the sound of your words and was angry and took an oath, saying, surely not one of these men of this evil generation shall see that good land in which I swore to give to your father, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. Amen. He shall see it, and to him and his children I have given the land on which he walks, because he wholly sought the Lord. The Lord was also angry with me for your sake, saying, even you shall not go in there. Joshua, the son of Nun, who stands before you, he shall go in there. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Moreover, your little one and your children, who you say will be victims, who today have no knowledge of good and evil, they shall go in there to build our pivot, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Then you answered and said to me, we have sinned against the Lord. We will go up to fight just as the Lord our God commands us. And when every one of you had girded on his weapons of war, you were ready to go up into the mountain. I want you to understand the promise still remains. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, they were disobedient to the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. But it didn't stop God from promising and spending all his promises to come to pass. But because of disobedience, many of us will not see the promises of God. But it does not mean that the promises not still remain. Amen. So our children can see it. And hallelujah. You got to make a decision today. Are you going to believe and follow? Hallelujah. Are you going to go according to your own will and way?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The promises of God still remain, church. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Exodus 7-8, that I will take you
as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord. See, God always keeps his promises. And so during they lost the privilege against the land because of what? Because of disobedience. I want you to understand, church.
Yes.
The promises still remains.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As I wrap up here today, church, hallelujah, you may have received a prophecy about your family.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And it has not come to pass. But I want you to understand, if God said it, so shall it be.
Amen.
If God said it, so shall it be.
Uh-huh.
God made a promise, and because we are the descendants of Abraham,
uh-huh,
we shall receive it if we be obedient to the call, if we be obedient to the will of God in our life and to follow. Don't allow disobedience to keep you back, to deny you from what God has promised for your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says in Deuteronomy 34:4, and then the Lord said to him, this is the land of which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there. This is God speaking to Moses. Though he could see the promise, he could not enter and receive the promise. So don't be the one that you see it, but never receive it. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because of disobedience. Hallelujah. Before we leave it today, church, I want to go to Deuteronomy. I'm going to wrap up here, amen, and I'm not going to hold you too much longer. Glory to God. Glory to God, amen. God made a promise. Look at the book of Deuteronomy. These were the promises of God, amen, to the children, hallelujah, that all God promised, but they had to be obedient. There were blessings, amen, hallelujah, blessings of those that were obedient, and there were consequences of disobedience. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to receive all that God has for you to receive today in the name of Jesus Christ by being obedient to the will of God for your life, understanding that the promises of God still remain. The Bible says, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your net and bowl. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who ride against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come against you one way, but three and seven ways. Amen. The Lord will command the blessing on you and in your storehouses and all
the riches you set your hands.
And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God has given you. I want you to understand today, the promise is still remaining. There is something for you to do. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. If there's one today, the doors of the church is open. Remember that the promises of God still remains. Yes, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Father, for this word that went forth today. And by faith, we bless it right now. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. The promise still remains, amen. There may be one today who is ready to receive the promise of God. See, Jesus Christ is the promise, amen. He is the promise. And because of Jesus Christ and what he has already done for us, hallelujah, there is a promise of salvation.
Amen.
If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, that doesn't mean that salvation is not available. No, salvation is available for you. And you can get salvation through Jesus Christ. Will you come today? See, God promised you, if you would confess in your heart that he died for each and every one of your sins and went to hell for you and rose from the dead. Hallelujah. And receive Jesus Christ into your heart. Ask him to come into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior. And you believe that, He said that you are saved. So this is an altar call. Hallelujah. Anybody that is ready to receive that promise, to receive Christ Jesus, will you press one today? Apostle Thomas,
Father,
God will help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. Be a part of the promise.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Every man,
amen,
every woman of all color or whatever you are. Jesus Christ died for every single body, believers and non-believers. But if you have not prayed the prayer of salvation, this is an altar call for you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
The promise still remains. The promise still remains of being renewed. So if you have already prayed the prayer of salvation, but you find yourself in some issues, if you find yourself in some situation, hallelujah, if you find yourself still thinking the same way, still going in the same direction, still acting the same way, well, the promise still remains. Will you bring it all over to Jesus? Will you lay it at his feet? Hallelujah. Will you press one today? If you have something to bring to God, I don't know what it is that you have. We all have something. Will you bring it to Jesus Christ today? Will you bring it to the altar? Because what God promises, it shall come to pass. See, the prayers of the righteous avail as much. So will you come and pray?
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen. And there's a special prayer that you have for a loved one, for yourself, for your neighbor. There's something, you know, that we need to come together in agreement upon. For the Bible tells us that when two or three, and we are that two or three, are gathered together as touching in agreement. Don't mean that we have to touch, but we are here right here in this prayer line where we're here right here in Sunday service. So we are in agreement. He said, that I will do. Whatever you should ask, that I will do in the name of Jesus. Whatever you ask together in the name of Jesus, that I will do. So will you come? Hallelujah. There's nothing too small for God. No concern is too small for God. No concern is too big for God. We serve a God of Almighty. Hallelujah. The great I am. And he is concerned about every single one of your concerns. Because you are the apple of his eye and the focus of his delight. So will you come today? You have something to come and pray for. Will you come? Will you press one? If you're looking for a church home, Apostle Talanika and I, we would love to be your shepherd. We would love to be your pastor. Hallelujah. We would love to love you. And this is a welcome. This is an open invitation for you wherever you are. Wherever you are right now. There's no time and there's no distance in spirit. We need you just as much as you need us. Hallelujah. We are all one.